Obstacles are what are the things that people see when they take their eyes off the goal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Obstacles are things people see when they take their eyes off their goal. Recently, I've talked to men and women who have no responsibility in their retirement or older years, yet they still had aches and pains which caused them undue duress and stress. They wondered why. They had not let go of feelings of responsibility for the lives of others. Every time we take even a moment to worry about another person, friend, relative, or whomever, we add an ache or a pain to our body. Stress works this way, and very effectively. Many times it happens that people are very busy and very active and very happy with so many things that they're doing. And as they are busy, active, and happy with all the things that they're doing, they think, surely, why should an ache or pain get to me? And it gets to them usually in the morning, just when they're getting up. It gets to them just before they get going and start thinking of all the other things they want to do. Aches and pains usually don't bother people who are very busy, who are very active, who have their minds on many things of interest to them, and things that they can readily work with, that they can handle, that they can take care of in their own way. And this is good. This is wonderful. However, when they have a moment of relaxation, a moment of peace, a moment of thinking for themselves, what happens in their mind? In their mind comes up all of these thoughts that are about their family, about their friends, about their relatives, about people who are doing their own thing. People who are, most of these people have relatives or family who are no longer children. They're people who are adults and doing their own thing in life and doing it reasonably well. In fact, for them, they're doing it very well. If we look back on our own life and we see ourselves at these various ages, we realize that while we were doing the things we did, we always wanted to be a little better, but we worked at what we could and we were happy with what we did. I said to a number of people the other day, I said, if you were to die today, would you feel at this moment of death that you had lived a full life and that you had been happy and fulfilled in everything you'd done? And most of them said yes. Most of them responded with an unequivocal yes. I would be happy. I would be content. I feel that what I've done up to now sort of fulfills everything that I wanted to do. And then I made another statement to people. And, of course, that statement that they feel content is a little ludicrous because they're still worried about a lot of things. Now, this next point is a telling point. These people are concerned about their family. And we talked about bliss in some of our discussions. And we talked about living in a state of bliss and living in a state of divinity where we remember no past. We have no relatives that concern us. We have nobody in our life that concerns us. We're living in the present. We're living so absolutely in the present that we're not concerned about what our children are doing, what our spouse is doing, or what other people in our world are doing that we normally would be quite concerned about. Well, as I mentioned this, virtually everyone thought to themselves, but I don't want to lose the awareness, the relationship, the the beingness, the caringness about my family. I don't want to lose the love for them. And I said, well, when you are in your spiritually aware being, you are unconditionally loving of everyone. And you love your family the same way you love the man walking down the street whom you don't even know. You love the individuals in your life who just walk past you like a phantasm in the night. You don't even know who they are. A ship passing on the sea doesn't even know who's on the other ship, nor do they care. And they just wave and out into the darkness and say, "Hi, y'all," and away they go. No concern, unconditionally releasing them to their passage wherever it may be. When we can learn to unconditionally love, when we can learn to really unconditionally love, then we get to the state in our consciousness where we are not possessed by anything any longer. We are not possessed by people. We are not possessed by circumstances. We are not possessed by loved ones. Oh, that possession by loved ones can be such a difficult one. When you know that your children are doing good, but they're not doing as good as they could if they would follow your advice. And you feel inclined to give them your advice, and when you do that, they become more distant from you. When we can look at our children, our family, our friends, the people in our world, our creation, whatever, whomever they may be, and we can say, "You are good and very good. I am unconditionally proud of you. I'm unconditionally loving of you. I'm unconditionally seeing you do whatever you delight to do." Now, that's an interesting thing to do. But you see, when you do that, you have done another remarkable thing before you come to that stage. You have recognized that you are a wonderful creator. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You create everybody in your world whole and perfect, expressing their original purity and integrity. You look at the world as a beautiful place. You look at your body as a beautiful place. Instead of feeling aches and pains that sometimes come along, you look at your body and say, "Hey, you're wonderful," even when the body is exhibiting a pain or an ache. You look at your body and say, "Oh my goodness, I love you." And you give yourself an energy massage where you take your hands just an inch above your skin. If you touch now and then, it doesn't matter, but the purpose is not to touch. The purpose is just to share the energy through your hands with your body and let your body know by this touchless, loving, unconditional caress that you think this body is wonderful, and you think this body is created in its ideal form. You think this body is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You think this body is the greatest body that ever walked on the face of the earth. You think this is a great body. It's a wonderful body. And the body may have had moments before, aches and pains. It may have been fat or thin. It may have been not quite the ideal the doctor would like to have you have, or even that you would like to have for yourself. But when you become unconditionally loving, you accept it not just the way it is, but you accept it as an expression of your ideal purity, of your ideal integrity, of your ideal self. And you don't know what that ideal self is. None of us do. But the thing is, we put that cause in motion. It's just like a mother who says to her child, "Sweetheart, I'm so proud of you," and then doesn't say another word. Then the next day or so, she says to her child, "You are so thoughtful. You are the most delightful daughter I could ever dream of having. In unconditional love, you say it." And then nothing more. And then another day, you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds. And pretty soon that daughter, who was a rather independent girl, a daughter who thought that loving mother or doing nice things for the family was not really terribly important, all of a sudden has a new look at life. She begins to see her family as a wonderful place. She begins to see her home as a wonderful place. She begins to see her mother as a super lady. Oh, true, she always loved her mother because she was her mother. But did she ever love her because she was beautiful and wonderful and fantastic and glorious? All those good things. No. When you plant the seed in your daughter that she is those wonderful things, then she will begin to see in her world the wonderful things that she is and begin to recognize that, hey, this is a pretty wonderful world. And then in her schoolwork or in her relationships, in her friendships, whoever she's going with or being with, she will always be her personal best. She'll always be her ideal. Now, this is what we do when we talk to our body. We tell our body how much we love it, how wonderful it is. We don't talk about the aches and pains. We just talk about the beauty, the charm, the love. And every day we add a new dimension to our thinking of saying, my body is great. I love going for a walk. Every day I take a nice long walk. Every day I do some push-ups in the morning just to feel my blood flowing through my system. Every day I say to myself, oh, wow, I have so many wonderful things to do today. None of them are important, but boy, I am having fun doing them. And then as you do that, the day whizzes by, and the things that you wanted to do during the day got done, and lots of other things got done that you hadn't even wanted to do. And you feel wonderful. Your body's alive and filled with power, vitality, filled with everything that's good and beautiful. And you say, obstacles are things people see when they take their eyes off the goal. And I have my eyes on the goal of my original purity and integrity. I have my eyes on the goal that I am my own creator, and I create good and very good. I have my eyes on the goal that I live in a world of peace and harmony and love, and I created it. And I create it every moment. And I know how to do it. Like talking to my daughter, saying lovely things to her, and having her all of a sudden wake up to the fact that, hey, she's pretty nice. And I say lovely things to myself, and all of a sudden I wake up, hey, I'm not a bad person. And then I say lovely things to my body, and my body says, well, it's about time you got around to appreciating how wonderful I am. And our body just says that, and we say, yes, 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 yes. And it's so, my beloveds. Obstacles are things people see when they take their eyes off the goal. So let's keep our eyes on the goal, and let's keep our eyes aware of just how beautiful we are. The absolute philosopher in us always does this. The absolute philosopher never sees limitation, only the expansion of possibilities. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a wonderful day.